Track 5. Creative Audio Description by Lynn Cox. Creative artistic audio description is key to bringing either old masters or contemporary installations to life for visually impaired visitors. How often, as a visually impaired artist, businesswoman, runner, and mother who is juggling half a dozen tasks, have I gone to a specific descriptive tour of an exhibition and wasted half a day because the audio describer doesn't know anything about the why of the composition or the processes behind the creation of the work? Often, poor artistic audio describers will concentrate on the historical context, the artist's biography, and how the artwork appears on a superficial level. Most of this information I can now get from the internet without going into the gallery. What I want from an audio describer is the initial sense of the artwork, the overall composition, how the eye is drawn towards different elements, how the brushstrokes were applied, and the effect from using that technique, which materials were used, and how that affects the understanding of the artwork, and so on. So what can artists, galleries, and museums do to invigorate the imagination of their visually impaired visitors? Less is more. One of the worst examples of artistic audio description I've come across was at a major British gallery about 15 years ago. There was an exhibition of Mondrian paintings, which were abstract, consisting of different coloured blocks and diagonal intervening stripes. Accepted that these types of artworks are hard to describe, but you don't spend 20 minutes describing top right down to bottom left without first saying what the initial impression of the artwork is on the senses. And to be honest, after 20 minutes, you don't want to hear another description of an artwork again. Lesson to be learnt: that sometimes a shorter, more energised description from someone that isn't trying to be precise about the description, but is trying to convey the feelings of the artwork, are more appropriate. This is where audio description of artworks may vary from audio description of theatre and TV. I believe that some audio interpretation can be used in this context. Choose your describer carefully. Whilst on the board and as vice chair of the Audio Description Association, ADA, I discovered that most describers come from a theatre background. Some have gone into describing artistic and museum objects with varying degrees of descriptive artistic success. I've often trained curators, artists, and arts enthusiasts in descriptive and touch techniques, and know that you can usually tell within 30 seconds if someone can make a good describer of artworks. It is hard to define the qualities. Like a good wine, you know when you have hit the jackpot. It partly consists of having an overall view, an ability to use interesting language, noticing the minute, subtle elements, and always conveying the why and how, and not concentrating solely on the what. There are also trained audio describers available with an arts background who would have the knowledge and understanding to describe artworks both from a clear descriptive practice and from the art side. However, not many of these audio describers seem to be acknowledged. Often organisations stay with who they know rather than thinking about the quality of the service they are offering to their visually impaired visitors. Lesson to be learnt: get a variety of audio describers for different artistic styles. Get some new blood in there. Visually impaired artists doing it themselves. A number of visually impaired artists use audio description within their own practice. They absolutely understand the necessity of making the artworks accessible, understanding the process, use of materials, composition, and so on, and can articulate this to their audience. Whilst constructing my own large wall drawings, made with pinned ropes, tapes, and other materials, I create them as a performance piece where audio description is part of the process. This means the creation of the drawings is the actual artwork, and the remnant is the wall drawing itself. The audio description I perform whilst pinning and taping images of movement, for example, runners or cyclists, concentrates on how and why I'm creating the artwork. How I try to get the most movement with the minimum of lines and pins on the rope. Why movement is important to the drawings and my practice. Why I've chosen certain materials. Why my construction process is unusual because of my sight loss. How I calculate the angles, length of lines to make the drawings. Why I don't make realistic interpretations but strive to capture the essence of the artwork. Collaboration is key. In 2009, I worked with an artist who was a trained audio describer on the Natural History Museum's World Wildlife Photographer of the Year audio description. This consisted of a gallery description and 30 of the photographs being described. We collaborated on all elements of the description. This involved us navigating together around the gallery and creating the description. Then my collaborator worked on draft descriptions of the photographs, and I contributed to these final descriptions in a small way, maybe just bringing them into focus or using a few more dynamic words, asking for some assumptions to be explained in the description. This was a very rewarding project, as I felt as if the visually impaired visitors were being represented with the creation of the description, rather than having something created as a fait accompli. I also worked with an autistic artist in Brighton in 2011, where we created the audio description between us. Again, she was extremely aware of her artwork, but the description was born of our dialogue. I came in to question, sometimes to simplify or expand points and create a cohesive overall impression. Lesson to be learnt: more profound descriptions are created with the diversity of the people working together. Create it with us and not for us. Creative audio description, interpretation and narration. Within the visual arts, we are lucky that creative approaches can be utilised. When describing for theatre or TV, it is essential that the pure audio description is used. However, when describing artworks, especially contemporary work, a creative approach that also utilises elements of audio interpretation and narration can be welcomed. We all interpret art. That is its purpose. So by removing audio interpretation, the whole understanding of the artwork is lost. Audio interpretation, suggestions, questions and feelings can all help the visually impaired visitor to have a more interactive experience and bring them out of the role of passive listener. Audio narration can also bring the artworks to life for visually impaired visitors by giving some of the context behind the artworks. This is especially useful when it is the artist themselves giving the audience the privilege of observing their own thought patterns. Why not be creative with audio description? As the population ages and more people become visually impaired, it is up to galleries and museums and artists to offer exciting new ways of audio describing their artworks. Thinking of what they are offering, why, who to, by whom, how it can be different. Can touch be utilised? Can artworks be commissioned that have audio description intrinsic to the artwork itself? And so on. Many questions to be had. Let's watch this space.